the last moment, when they say, oh, you can go to heaven, you can wash away all the sins committed by him. So, almost every day, Buddhists and Hindus become Christian. Of course, Muslims do not preach like that. They use government machinery to introduce Islam as official religion. So we cannot blame, we cannot complain. It is official religion. But other religions have full freedom to practice their religion, but they misuse this freedom. In the West, churches are empty. Anyone can buy a church. Go to America, England, New Zealand, Australia. Anyone can buy a church. Recently I visited England, America, Canada. Many churches they have converted into Buddhist centers. People are not interested. What is the reason? Scientific education opened their minds. Take one or two examples. H.G. Wells, he has written in his book, when we read our holy book, this earth is created by God 4,000 years ago. Earth and the life 4,000 years ago. When you study geology, we can understand it has taken millions of years to settle down, to cool down this earth. Therefore, how can we believe that God created this 4,000 years ago? Last year, there was a big article in New State Times. Pope is the living God on this earth for Catholics. Pope says, human beings are not created by God. They come into existence due to evolution. They had a losing battle for 100 years with Charles Darwin, theory of evolution. In the end, surrender. Human beings are not created by God, they say. Everything what they have uphill as a message or messages given by God, scientists have ousted because they used their intelligence without depending on God, without depending on religion, they used their independent intelligence. That is why they could manage to discover so many things. The Buddha's way of preaching is exactly like this. He said, don't depend on anybody. Don't depend on Buddha. Don't depend on God. You also have mind, thinking power, intelligence. Develop this. Give credit to your intelligence. Then you can find out. You can understand. Yesterday I gave a talk at the University of Malaya. The topic was, what Buddhists believe. In my talk I mentioned, Buddhists do not believe anything. There is nothing to believe. The Buddha said, pariyatti, patipatti, patipatti. First, you must study. Try to understand. Practice. Then you can see the result or the effect. Then what is there to believe? There is nothing to believe. I never say, I believe in the Buddha. There is nothing for me to believe because I know the Buddha. But I can say, I believe in God because I do not know anything about God. I believe this is a drinking glass, water. If I know this is a drinking water, I never say, I believe. The belief means when we cannot understand what it is, we use the word we believe. The Buddha did not introduce anything for us to believe. To study, to observe, understand, then practice. He also advised, you must doubt first. When you doubt, you take the trouble to observe, investigate, to find out, to discuss, then you find out the answer. But other religions say, if you doubt, they will enter into your mind. You cannot doubt. You have to believe. Now you can see the technique that they use. Then, doctors in this country, engineers, lawyers, they have formed their religious body. Christian doctors, Christian lawyers, Christian engineers, one body. They use their full effort to approach others, to influence others, to bring others into their religion. Buddhists are not doing anything. Then, new cult and creed in the name of Buddhism come from Taiwan, Korea, entirely different religious way of life as new cult and creed. These forces topple Buddhist way of life. I know many people have embraced and forgotten. In many Buddhist families, father and mothers are very actively engaged in religious activities in the temple. But they come and tell us, my son married a Christian girl. My daughter married a Christian boy. And courage to convert his or her partner into Christian. Buddhist boys and Buddhist girls are very weak. They cannot influence their boyfriend or girlfriend to bring them into Buddhism. Not only that. 47 years experience. Those days, very seldom we can hear one of their family members has become Christian. But today, 75% Buddhist families, parents come and tell us, my boy has become a Christian, my daughter has become a Christian. Influenced by others, mostly young people, they are the missionaries, not the priests. They were trained very well. When they come to your house, you chase them away, accuse them, blaming them, don't come to my place, we are Buddhists. After a few days, again, slowly they will come. See what kind of training, patience they have. They never give up. They come to the temple, talk and convert us. They had such courage. How they were trained. Now, what is happening today? In the West, they sell their churches and bring money and buy houses. Every housing scheme, they buy at least one house. Then start kindergarten, then inviting youth, entertainment, amusement. Later, change, brainwashing. Every housing scheme. What Buddhists are doing. Even in the temple, our elderly people and the monks are very orthodox. They cannot tolerate when young boys and girls come and start some singing and cultural dancing. Oh, the temple, you cannot do all these things. Temple is not for all these things. When Victor V and other youth, YBM group, started Buddhist hymns many years ago. In our temple, elderly members started to scold him. Oh, this is not a church for you to come and sing. This is a temple. But I advise these youth, allow them to shout until they get fed up. You go ahead with your singing. Now, other part of the world, also people come and take our Buddhism, Indonesia, Australia, America, Sri Lanka, other countries also, they practice this hymn singing. That is the problem with our orthodoxy, especially monks. Monks have learned only to do some chanting, perform funeral rites, also they are waiting big red packet for that, otherwise they don't do that. And other than that, here in this country, there are more than 500 Thai monks, local Thai. How many hundred or how many thousand Chinese monks and nuns are here? But how many of them can come forward to talk to an intellectual gathering, educated people, to tell what Buddhism is? They are so lazy, they don't know to study either languages or the dharma, just learn only this chanting, blessing and funeral. They think that is their duty. So here, young boys and girls, other religions, come and preach their own religion. Here in Buddhism, monks also cannot preach and teach Buddhism. They built so many temples only for worshipping, praying, offering. Please remember, religion is not in the temple. Religion is not in the Buddha image. Religion is not in the church or the mosque or college. It is pure, holy. We convert that place into a holy place. Just like pure land. Recently I had attended a conference in Taiwan to discuss about pure land. Divided into three groups, 61 delegates. Mostly European. They say, in reality, there is no such place as pure land. It is imaginary. Another group says, any land can become pure land if the people's minds are pure. This earth we can convert into a pure land if our minds are pure. Then another group say, definitely, there is a place called pure land where bodhisattvas exist, divided into three. Then I pointed out, this concept of pure land, you have borrowed from the basic teachings of the Buddha. After that you have decorated, elaborated, beautified, expanded and introduced as pure land. What is that? Those who have attained the third stage of sainthood, Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, if that person did not attain arahanthood within that life, after his or her death, rebirth takes place once Brahmaval Suddhavasa. Suddha means pure, pure above. They are never returned, never come back to the mundane world again. They develop the rest and attain arahanthood and nirvana. By taking this concept, they introduce entirely different world as pure land or what you call where bodhisattvas are waiting without attaining nirvana to save others. The Buddha says one person cannot save another person. Then how can they save others? Again they say, everybody must become a Buddha to save each other. Then who is going to save whom? If all become victims, I mean the Buddha, when you are sick, you go to a doctor. You want to take some medicine. You think it is not nice for me to get cured my sickness, so many others are also suffering. Then unless and until I become a doctor, I don't want to take this medicine and get cured my sickness. That preaching is youth mindset. What the Buddha said. We have forgotten what the Buddha has said. We don't want to take the responsibility But we are waiting to get our salvation from another person. It doesn't work. We had to work for it. Then, criticism, especially Mahayana Buddhism, very badly attack and condemn Theravada Hinayana, very low vehicle. I have read many books how they condemn Hinayana or Theravada. In one book, they have written, "You are very fortunate if you were not born in a Hinayana Buddhist country." Nagarjuna, a well-known Mahayana Buddhist philosopher, he says, it is better to go to hell rather than becoming an arahant. Why? One who has gone to hell, they have written, the Buddha says, if Hinayana Buddhists are attending to my sermon, they won't be benefited. How stupid they are to write for Buddha to say Hinayana Buddhism. Where was Hinayana Buddhism at that time? You read Prajnaparamita or Heart Sutra, it is there. More than 700 years after the Buddha, they have recorded all those things. They have done many mistakes, but they have promoted Buddhism. Mahayana Buddhism promoted. China, Japan, Korea, Mongolia, Tibet, Taiwan, Hong Kong, never become Buddhist countries, never follow Buddhism if Mahayanis have not introduced this. It is true, but they should not condemn others. I have never seen any Theravada book written by Theravadin condemning Mahayana. Just now I mentioned in three bodies of the Buddha that support to protect the Buddha and Buddhism. Therefore, challenges to Buddhism mostly come from our own. When Christmas Humphrey started Buddhist society nearly 100 years ago in London, all the other Buddhist group criticize, condemns, accuse them. He said they get the support from the churches to introduce Buddhism. How did they support? In their sermon in the church, they say, you know, in such and such place, there is a center called Buddhist Center. They are worshipping to a spirit and ghost and devils. You know, they have inquisitive mind. Then one by one, started to visit that Buddhist center. After attending to the talk, they come to know what Buddhism is. Therefore, churches encourage them to introduce Buddhism, they say, not the Buddhists. So our own Buddhists actually distort, disturb, and discourage Buddhism. So time has come for us to forget this discrimination without creating hostility towards others, without following certain practices which are out of date, definitely out of date. Buddhism get the blame, where Buddhism get the blame because of Chinese. Do you know? Missionaries take the advantage to tell others, look at how Buddhists practice, especially Chinese people. What kind of things, you know, they perform. Age-old tradition they had in China at that time, but still they want to follow here. But other missionaries say this is Buddhism. This has become the cause of the downfall of Buddhism. My dear friend, time has come for you to minimize for unnecessary words which become mockery in the eyes of the public and other religions. I told you, Buddhism is a gentle religion, and we have to maintain this noble religion. So far, scientists could not utter even one word against the teachings of them. Whatever they have discovered, they have come nearer to the Buddha. Bertrand Russell, who has written a book called Why I Am Not a Christian, rationalist, freethinker, he says, amongst the founders of all these religions, I respect only one man. He is the Buddha. Why do I respect him? The founders of all the other religions have made false statements about the beginning of this world and beginning of this life. But the Buddha did not utter even one word, because he knew what this world is. Therefore, I respect him. Now, this is the way how intellectuals, although they are not Buddhist, respect the Buddha. So, the Buddha wanted to release us from religious slavery and not to become worms in front of the Buddha or God. We can stand as gentlemen, practice religion in gentle way, without torturing, without suffering, without becoming nuisance to others. Please remember, Buddhism is such a gentle religion. We cannot throw away this religion so easily because of a boyfriend or girlfriend or a little bit of a scholarship or a little bit of material gain. Buddhists have so much of rites and rituals and ceremonies. How much we spent for our Vesak celebration, Vesak procession? How many vows? After that, dismantle and throw away and burn. Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad's birthday, they organize very big, thousands of people assemble, but they carry only a banner. Many thousands they waste just to decorate and beautify and throw away and burn. Why not they use these social welfare activities? Just now you heard, Prime Minister has given the message in this visa. In my public talk, on many occasions, I blame the Buddhists because Prime Minister gives message on Deepavali, Hari Raya and Christmas, but no visa. Because you could not influence the government and the country and the nation that you are contributing something toward this country. That is why the Prime Minister never gives any message. However, ministers might have informed the Prime Minister. So this year, he gave a message on Vesak Day. Yeah. I have given a lawyer notice, only 3 minutes. So please remember, still we are not doing our duty. You have to determine, this is our cultural heritage, not only religion. Human civilization, human culture, human values, human dignity, human intelligence promoted by the Buddha and Buddhism. Not to become slaves to anybody, any god or any Buddha. So, with these few words, I conclude my talk. Thank you very much for your indulgence, Asus.
Thank you, Chief Reverend.